You've probably heard about the Common Core curriculum standards, but what do they actually mean for parents and students? Join your host, Mike Smith, and his guest, Will Estrada, as they discuss how the Common Core is making its way into our lives. That's today on Homeschool Heartbeat.
I'm joined today by Will Estrada, HSLDA's Director of Federal Relations. Will, welcome to the program.
Great to be on with you today, Mike.
Now, Will, you spent quite a bit of time studying the Common Core curriculum standards. How do these standards change education in the United States?
Mike, Homeschool Legal Defense has been fighting against nationalized control of education ever since we were founded, and the Common Core, which came to our country in 2009, is really just the latest step to try and nationalize our public schools. The Common Core was 45 states which adopted the standards, and it radically changed public education by taking it out of the hands of parents, teachers, democratically elected local school boards, and putting the decisions of how, what, and when kids are taught into the hands of the elites.
Well, at this point, is Common Core turning into a national curriculum? And even more importantly, are homeschoolers being forced to use its standards?
Well, the good thing is that the standards only applies right now to public schools. Homeschoolers are free. If you're concerned about the Common Core, pull your kids out of these schools and homeschool them. The bad news is, however, it still is an attempt to nationalize education, which could one day control even what homeschoolers are being taught. That's why we're fighting so hard to stop the Common Core.
Well, some parents worry that Common Core may affect national standardized tests like the ACT and the SAT. What can you tell us about that?
Mike, it's a great question, and it's something which, as the Common Core is being advanced, HSLDA has been incredibly concerned about. At this point, it appears that the ACT has been changed to align it to the Common Core, and the SAT is being redesigned and possibly is also being aligned to the Common Core. What does this mean for a homeschooler, however? We've been talking with David Coleman, who's the president of the College Board, and what he told us, Mike, was that the SAT will not be politicized and it will not have any content changes that will hurt students who have not been educated in the Common Core. Now, I always remember what Ronald Reagan said when he said, trust but verify. So we're continuing to dig into these claims by David Coleman to make sure that this test will not hurt homeschoolers. One of the other concerns for homeschoolers is data privacy. And we're looking to make sure that both the SAT, the ACT, and all of these tests will fully protect the data of all students. I think the bottom line for a homeschooler, however, is look into these tests. Find out what's going to be on it. We have seen homeschoolers continuing to perform incredibly well, and it's because homeschooling works.
Well, do you think the Common Core standards will create any roadblocks for homeschool graduates who are going to apply for college?
Mike, at this point, it's not looking like that's going to happen. As you know, Texas, Virginia, Nebraska, and Alaska never adopt the Common Core. Minnesota only adopted the English Language Arts standards, and in the past few months, Indiana, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Oklahoma have also dropped out. And what this means is a college which only tries to take Common Core aligned students is really going to be losing a huge pool of prospective students from these states as well as homeschoolers. The bottom line is that colleges want homeschool students.
Well, are some colleges more likely to cause problems for students who do not follow the Common Core?
It does look like some will. We're particularly concerned about small community colleges in states which have adopted the Common Core. Mike, as you know, we continue to fight sometimes with these college admissions officers to ensure that they know that homeschoolers are fully eligible for federal student aid. And we think that there will continue to be misinformation in some of these small community colleges. If your graduate is having trouble getting into a college, contact Homeschool Legal Defense.
Well, we've heard some concerns that Common Core may cause problems for homeschool graduates who are searching for jobs. Should these graduates be concerned?
Mike, the problem is big business likes the Common Core. We know how the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has spent hundreds of millions of dollars in trying to push the Common Core. The Chamber of Commerce has done the same thing. And what these businesses are trying to do is they're trying to get graduates who know how to write a letter, who know how to think. And the good thing is that homeschoolers, because of their individualized education, they have all of the attributes that a businessman, that a businesswoman, that any person in the corporate sector would want for a prospective employee.
Well, that's encouraging, Will. So what are the key attributes that make homeschool graduates stand out in the job market?
If you're a homeschool parent wondering how to prepare your homeschool high schooler for success in today's fast-paced job market, look for outside-the-box opportunities, internships, debate, jobs outside of the home, any way that you can prepare your homeschool student to be ready for today's college and career environment. You know, homeschooling works so well because we have the individualized education, we have the ability to tailor that homeschool program to that child's unique needs, and I think that homeschoolers have the critical skills that they need for today's college and career environment.
Well, you've explained how Common Core will affect our students and graduates. What advice can you give to them for succeeding in this new environment?
Mike, there is no question that the Common Core is significantly hurting local control, parent-led involvement in our schools. The good thing, however, is homeschoolers are still free. And as such, we can see that in this battle against Common Core, that parents, when they stand together, when they fight for their freedom, they can win. Mike, parental involvement in any educational opportunity, but particularly in homeschooling, is the most important thing. So parents, keep being engaged in your children's education. Keep pursuing that excellence in education that homeschoolers are so noted for. We see what the Common Core is doing with our public schools, nationalizing our educational system, eliminating the healthy competition between states to have the best standards, and instead nationalizing mediocrity. But we don't need to be part of that. Let's continue to pursue that excellence in education in homeschooling. In conclusion, Mike, the Common Core just is not what our country needs. Homeschooling, individualized education, and parental involvement in education, that's what we need in our country.
Well, Will, that's very sound advice, not only for the students, but for all of our listeners of all ages as well. Now, thank you for joining us this week. And until next time, I'm Mike Smith.
Would you like to see HSLDA's groundbreaking documentary about the Common Core? You can watch it for free right now by visiting our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com.